I've been living dito po sa Dubai for almost a decade na. So, nakaisang dekada na po ako dito sa Dubai. And I have a lot of things na ako'y nagpapasalamat sa Panginoon. Unang-una, kinatagpo po ako ng Panginoon dito. Dito po ako nakakilala sa Kanya. At the same time, dito ko rin nakilala ang aking misis. At nagkaroon ng anak. And the most wonderful thing of all, nagkaroon po ako ng pamilya, which is ang Crossroads. Ayun. So, liban po doon, may mga ibang bagay pa po ako na nais na ipagpasalamat sa Panginoon. Ang siguro po, ang ibang mga bagay ay gaya po ng convenience. No? Napaka-convenient na mamili dito sa bansang ito. Like from groceries, no? So, bibili tayo ng furniture, mga gadgets, o mga gamot. No? Pagka po bibili ako ng bagay sa sa IKEA, ang lubos ko na pinagpapasalamat sa Panginoon ay nandoon ang instruction manual ng cabinet ng IKEA. Imagine po, kung wala ang instruction manual na to, napakahirap buuin ng ng cabinet or even yung small cupboard na na mabibili natin sa IKEA. Even po yung if pupunta po tayo ng doktor, magpapagamot tayo, after nating magpagamot, tayo po ay pupunta sa pharmacy. Diba? Upo tayo sa harap ng pharmacist at iaano niya sa atin yung yung instruction kung paano po natin gagamitin ang gamot. Imagine na lang kung nakalimutan natin kung paano natin gamitin ang gamot na to, ilang beses natin kailangang inumin. Kung nagkamali tayo sa pagsunod ng instruction, malamang ay babalik tayo sa ospital at nasa emergency room tayo ngayon. Di ba? So, ang passage po natin is yung nabasa po ni Ate Sarah kanina. And picking up from the passage na na-preach po last year, from chapter 1. Bago po tayo pumunta sa passage natin, bibigyan ko po kayo ng contextual background ng passage. So, si James po ay nagsusulat for the Jewish Christians who have been dispersed o umalis sa kanilang lugar, which we read sa kanyang greeting on chapter 1. We have experienced or they have experienced persecution and left their homes at nagsettle sa Palestine. Though they have settled, some might have experienced a life na napakahirap. Maybe they are living in poverty. At the same time, they are oppressed ng mga mayayaman. Ganun po, they are experiencing various trials, sabi po sa chapter 1, verse 9. And James encouraged them to count it all joy, for the testing of their faith produces steadfastness. And warns them of the sin of partiality, sa chapter 2, and challenged them as believers to demonstrate their faith by works, wherein their faith without works is dead. So kung kayo po ay nagsusulat ngayon, ang main point po natin is a true follower of Christ listens and live out the word of God that brings forth godly living. Ulitin ko po. A true follower of Christ listens and live out the word of God that brings forth godly living. So under po ng main point na yun, meron po tayong tatlong observation. Una po is, be hearers of the word. Be hearers of the word. Verse 19 to 21. Next is, be doers of the word. Verses 22 to 25. At ang panghuli po is, through religion that God approves. Through religion that God approves. Verse 26 to 27. So verse 19 to 21. Ito po yung ating main point. First point. Sabi po ni James, know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive the meekness, the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. We read sa verse 19 na ina-address ni James ang mga sinusulatan niya bilang mga beloved brothers. Or sa ibang translation, mga brothers and sisters. In which binanggit niya ng 15 times throughout ng kanyang letter. He's reminding them of their relationship to each other. They are brothers and sisters. So we need to know na hindi po sila magkakamag-anak. They are united by the blood of Jesus Christ. So their identity now belong to Christ. So he's reminding them of their new identity. They are brothers and sisters in Christ, mga magkakapatid sa Panginoon. At bilang magkakapatid sa Panginoon, sabi po ni James, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Ano po ang ibig sabihin ni James doon? So these are some of the commands na nais na ipaunawa ni James sa kanila upang ma-stir up ang kanilang mga puso. What does it mean to be quick to hear or maging alisto sa pakikinig? Why it is important to listen? Nakakamangha po, di ba, na ito yung una niyang kinumad or inuutos sa kanila. Be quick to listen. So it is James' first assault against the destructiveness ng controlled tongue, which is ito po ang isa sa mga tema ng letters na to. Makikita po natin yan sa James chapter 3. His emphasis dito ay ang promptness or bilis ng action at hindi po yung quantity ng pakikinig. So instead of talking, be quick to listen. And it complements well sa susunod na command, which is slow to speak or pagiging maingat sa pananalita. So if we are quick to hear and slow to speak, it shows that we have prudence or wisdom and knowledge. So sabi po sa Proverbs 10 verse 19, when words are many, transgression is not lacking, but whoever restrains his lips is prudent. Ganun din po sa Proverbs chapter 17 verse 27, whoever restrains his word has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Mga kaibigan, how are you listening? Do you listen intently? Paano po natin ito makikita ang pakikinig natin inside the church? Minsan po kasi kadalasan we don't hear what someone is saying because we are not listening. Hindi tayo mabilis makinig. We may ask them how they are doing. Di ba po, madalas ito mangyari after ng church service when conversation starts, tapos we ask some people kung kumusta na sila. No? And then, ang sasagot nila is, fine, okay lang. Then that is what we are programmed to hear. Yun po yung nais nating marinig. And we move to another person. So if they start talking about how rough the week is, kung nag-open na sila sa atin, at in-explain nila kung gaano yung struggle nila sa kanilang buhay, gaano yung, ano yung napagdaanan nila within the week, mabilis tayong umalis. Mabilis tayong lumisan. Hindi natin sila napakinggan ng maigi. We are not quick to hear when it comes to receiving others' that are trying to tell us kung ano yung sinasabi nila sa atin. So, we miss the opportunity to encourage and pray for them. Na hindi natin ini-engage yung mga kapatid, yung mga tao. Then instead of engaging, we move away. So we miss the opportunity to encourage people. So do you listen with the purpose of understanding? Mabilis ka bang magbigay ng iyong opinion? Sa mga mag-asawa, kumusta ang iyong pakikinig sa iyong spouse? After ng mahabang work, no, galing kayo sa trabaho, you meet up sa bahay, and then how are you listening to each other? Are there times ba na talagang kinasusuklaman mo na ang time na yon na makikinig sa iyong asawa? How do you do this? How do you minister sa iyong asawa through listening? Siguro when she or he becomes to talk, na nag-open siya about sa kanyang struggle during the afternoon, during the day, no? Dumadaan lang sa kabilang tenga and then lumalabas sa kabila, or we are thinking of another scenario na tahimik ang buhay, walang nagbubunga nga sa ating tabi. Walang nagko-complain about sa work niya, walang nakikiusap na samahan siyang mag-grocery or samahan siya sa ibang lugar. How are you ministering to your spouses through listening? So you pretend ba na you listen, na parang you are wide awake, pero ang diwa mo ay wala sa moment na yon? Now, how are we ministering sa ating mga wives or husband through listening? Ganun din po sa mga kids, sa mga anak natin. How do we minister to them sa ating pakikinig? Do we really listen to them? Hinayaan natin ba silang mag-open sa atin? Or are we too busy sa ating mga nais na gawin? Are we occupied sa mga bagay na nawawala tayo sa focus ng moment na yon, na tayo dapat ay nakikinig, na nagmi-minister sa ating mga anak? Hindi ba natin sila hinayaang mag-explain muna? Agad nating binibigay ang ating mga opinions? Nakakala natin, ito na yung batas mismo sa kanila? Now, we must be quick to listen. How about yung mga kapatiran naman? How are we listening to them when they give their critics sa atin? Kung may napapansin silang hindi maganda sa atin, or nais nilang lapitan tayo na i-approach and correct us kung may nakita silang mali. How are we listening to them? Gaano natin ba ito tinatanggap? Are we quick to listen and slow to speak? Madali ba tayong ma-offend when people approach us about our kung may nais silang sabihin sa atin, are we quickly to be offended? Are we frustrated dahil may nasasabi sila about sa atin? Are we quick in filtering the words to listen to? Friends, pray that we will learn to listen with the intent to understand. Let us choose our words carefully when we speak. James is telling us na hindi lamang tayo dapat na makinig sa salita ng Diyos. We have to listen to others as well. So ngunit kadalasan nagagawa natin ang kabaligtaran ng kuman ni James dito. When we are angry, when we are quick to anger. We tend to be slow to listen, quick to speak, and quick to anger. Marahil itong mga taong to, these people na sinusulatan ni James, they have a lot na pwedeng nilang ikagalit. It could be between them, between brothers and sisters in Christ. Sabi po ni James sa chapter 4 verse 1, what causes quarrel and what causes fight among you? Is it not this, your passion that are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. Or maybe dahil sa iba-ibang pressure sa sitwasyon nila. Namely because sa context ng passage is, they have been kicked out of their homes. They have been living in poverty. And they are being oppressed by the rich. So they have maybe endured a lot of trials sa buhay nila. And they are angry. Ang mga precious ba ng pagsubok sa buhay natin ay pwedeng pagmula ng galit natin? It can cause us to be slow to listen, quick to speak, at higit sa lahat, quick to anger. So ano pong mga pressure ng buhay natin ang maaring pag-ugatan ng ating galit? Nagagalit ba tayo because we are pressured sa ating mga trabaho? We are angry because we are pressured sa ating mga finances? Maybe dahil connected sa trabaho, nahirapan ng companies natin and our salaries are being delayed. At napipending ngayon ng ating mga obligations sa finances. So we are a bit upset. We are angry. Nevertheless, sabi po ni James sa verse 20, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Pansinin po natin sa tuwing tayo ay nagagalit, saan nag-uugat ito? Hindi ba't kadalasan sa mga bagay na inaasahan natin na hindi nangyayari mismo? Na we expect something pero hindi nangyayari. Ang nangyayari ay ang opposite nito. We are angry. We are expecting people na ma-please tayo. We are expecting na dumating ang mga sahod natin on time. We are expecting na dapat sa ganitong day or sa ganitong month, meron na akong trabaho. Diba? We are frustrated. We are so angry. So ano po ang difference between the anger of man and righteous anger? Tanong po, masama po ba ang magalit? Masama bang magalit? Meron bang tinatawag na righteous anger? Sabi po ni Paul sa Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. But most of the time, human anger goes to compete against the righteousness of God sa buhay ng isang Kristiyano. It competes. No, nagko-compete sila. What does human anger produce? It produces self-righteousness. Yun po yung napoproduce nito. Karamihan, ang anger magnifies the effects of sin sa buhay natin. Human anger reveals the filthiness, ugliness of sin na ayaw mong, halimbawa po, ayaw natin malamangan. Gusto nating maghigante. We want to rebel against our parents. Ayaw mong magpa-overtake sa traffic. So ano pong kailangan natin gawin? We have to confess it to the Lord. I-confess po natin ang sin natin. Kaya sabi ni James sa verse 21, therefore put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness. Unconfessed sin and persistence in wrongdoing not only hinders our progress sa ating spiritual maturity, it also provides a blockage to the mind and heart as we approach the scripture. Here, James may have in mind na sinful practices from the old way of life sa mga members niya. Such practices are not easy for people that have endured so much sa kanilang society to overcome. So mahirap i-overcome to, mahirap tanggalin. So the idea of putting off or putting away ay parang imagery po ng pagtanggal natin ng maruming damit. So we must put off all filthiness and humbly accept the planted word sa atin. Bago po tayo naging Christians, the Bible was simply a book na we might read occasionally. Pero nung tayo ay naborn again, the teaching of the Bible increasingly become a part of us. Not dominating our inner being, our minds, our heart, in our conscience. Ang buo nating pagkatao harmonizes with God's word as we agree to it. So the word of God has the power in which it can save us, and we must receive it or accept it humbly, and it should manifest sa ating mga actions. Na kung saan ito po ang ating second point. Be doers of the word. Verse 22 to 25. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in the mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away, and at once forget what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in all his doing. Si James po ay teaching his readers kung ano ang gagawin matapos nilang ma-receive ang salita ng Diyos. They must be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving themselves. So bilang mga Kristiyano, mahalaga ang pag-aaral, pag-meditate ng salita ng Diyos. Ngunit, gaano man tayo kasigasig sa pagbabasa, pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos, kahit gaano pa siya ka-frequent na mag-meditate ng salita ng Diyos, wala itong silbi sa kanila until they are doers nito. Kahit every week or twice a week siya nag-a-attend ng Bible study, kahit every Friday pa siya na nag-a-attend ng church service na nakakarinig ng sermon, kahit mga solid preachers na ang nag-preach ng mga sermon, kung hihinto lamang tayo sa pakikinig ng salita ng Diyos, kung hindi natin sinusunod at sinasapumuhay ito, wala itong maidudulot na mabuti sa atin. Wala itong maidudulot na pagbabago sa ating mga buhay. Being a hearer of the word will not get us to the kingdom of heaven. Sabi po ni James, ani Jesus Christ sa Matthew 7 verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of the Father who is in heaven. So the word here refers to the word of God, in which the Apostle Paul has described it as a mirror. And he described kung sino ang gumagamit sa tamang paraan nito. Halimbawa po, noong salamin ay isa sa mga essential na bagay sa loob ng tahanan, sa loob ng bahay natin. So mahirap mag-ayos ng sarili kapag wala tayong salamin, wala tayong mirror. Hindi natin nakikita kung meron ba tayong dumi sa ating mukha or maayos ba ang ating pananamit. I haven't seen anyone fix themselves na very thoroughly kung hindi sila nakatingin sa mirror. I haven't seen my wife applying makeup kung hindi siya nakatingin sa salamin. Even sa loob ng kotse, kung mapapansin po ninyo na meron pong salamin, no, pagka binaba mo yung ano ng yung sa taas ng ano, makikita mo doon na may salamin to fix ourselves to, para makita natin ang mga mukha natin. So bahagi po ng daily grind ko sa ano, pagpasok sa work eh sometimes I observe ang aking missis kung paano siya mag-apply ng makeup. I haven't seen her so expertly apply ang makeup na hindi tumitingin sa salamin. Ang hirap po siguro noon, ano? Dapat eh nasa expert level ka siguro para mag-apply ng makeup. So, mga kababaihan po ay expert dito. Alam po nila na kulang ang laman ng kanilang bag kung walang salamin. Hindi po ba? Napaka-unusual po kung ang isang lalaki ay may salamin sa bag. Biro lang po. So the woman are, kaya kung mapapansin nyo na sinabi ni James, a man, look at the mirror. No? Kaya po ang the word of God is like a mirror sa atin. Wherein a person can look at his natural face. We look at it and it will show us plainly kung ano ang mga mali or karumihan sa ating mga sarili upang malaman din natin kung ano ang ating gagawin at mahugasan ang ating mga mukha. So the Word of God as a mirror exposes our sin. It exposes our sin. It is not meant to flatter us. It is not meant to flatter ang tao. Meron po kasing mga katuruan that it tends to flatter people. It tends to flatter us. No? Gaya po ng ano, ng mga prosperity teaching. It meant to make us feel good. It meant to make us feel happy. No? It distort kung ano talaga ang kailangan natin para makita natin na ano ang kailangan nating mabago sa ating sarili. So the Word of God, it will show us in pure accuracy ang ating natural faces. At ang natural faces po natin is, we are sinners by nature. We are sinners by nature. It show us who we are before God. And point us to the right solutions para dito. But going away and forgetting what we look like in the mirror means parang para rin tayong hindi na nalamin na wala ang usefulness ng mirror, and this is how the person treats the Word of God. This is how he treats the Word of God. Who intently listened to the Word but failed to apply it sa kanyang buhay. So ang Word of God is useless sa kanya because he failed to apply it sa kanyang buhay. Hearers only of the word are self-deceived, in which have wrongly used or have misused the word of God, or have wrongly approached ang salita ng Diyos. They are that person, sa verse 23, who look intently at his natural face at the mirror. And sa verse 4, for he looks at himself and goes away forgetting what he is like. So how many of us that have sat under the preaching of the Word of God, convicted by our own sinfulness, the despair at ang danger nito, and acknowledge the evilness ng kasalanan and our need of a Savior. Ngunit matapos lamang ang pakikinig ng salita ng Diyos, lahat ng mga narinig natin are all forgotten. Convictions have been wasted. Good affections about the Word of God has gone. Lahat ay have been swept away. The Word of God shows us how can our sins be removed from us, and it tells us how our souls can be clothed by the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So the Word of God exposes our sin. Ang dumi ng ating mga sarili na kailangan nating mahugasan. At ang banal na dugo ng Panginoong Hesukristo ang magbisang panghugas nito, na kung saan the gospel points towards to. Pero kung napakinggan nga natin ang salita ng Diyos, we look to it intently, if we go away and forget our blemishes o mga karumihan, imbis na hugasan ito ng banal na dugo ng Panginoong Yesus, and we forgot the only solution to the problem because we did not apply the Word of God. And ito po ang case ng mga nakikinig lamang at hindi ina-apply ang salita ng Diyos. Pero sa verse 25, those who are described by James who have done the proper use of the mirror of the Word of God are counted as blessed in their doing. Sabi po sa verse 25, blessed, but the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. So the gospel is the law of liberty. Pinapalaya nito ang sino man na nanampalataya kay Kristo mula sa kasalanan, mula sa pagkakasala, mula sa puot ng Panginoong Diyos, at mula sa kamatayan. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. It is the perfect law. Walang pwedeng idagdag at walang pwedeng ibawas dito. So when we hear the word, we look into this perfect law. Tayo ay dapat natitingin dito. We consult to it para sa direksyon ng ating mga buhay. We look into it para tayo ay kumilos na ayon sa salita ng Diyos. Then only do we look at the law of liberty upang tayo ay makapag-persevere o makapagpatuloy. When we are not forgetful of it, but that we put it into practice, setting it always sa ating paningin, making it a rule ng ating mga pananalita at pag-uugali, maging ang ating pag-iisip, those who do it, those who continue or persevere in the perfect law, the law of liberty, are the one who are blessed. Kung ipaparaphrase po natin ang Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 2, it goes like this. Those who meditate the law of God and walks according to it, they shall prosper in all that they do. At ang sabi po ni James, those who not forgetful hearer, but the doer of the word will be blessed in all their doing. Blessedness does not lie in just knowing, but in doing the will of God. Sabi po ni Jesus Christ sa John chapter 13, verse 17, if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Our way to heaven is not much on talking, but more on walking. Walking in obedience to the Word of God. So how are we to apply in our lives ang salita ng Diyos? Bakit importante na i-apply ito? For start, you need to repent of your sins. You need to repent of your sins. Tumalikod at magsisika sa iyong kasalanan at lumayaw mula dito. So maybe you are here at wala ka pang proper or tamang relationship sa Panginoong Diyos. Maybe ito yung kailangan mong gawin right now. Ito yung kailangan mong gawin right now. Repent of your sin, tumalikod sa iyong kasalanan, and put your faith and trust sa Panginoong Jesus for the forgiveness of your sin at mapalaya sa bondage nito. Now for the gospel gives life. Bagong buhay ngayon at buhay na walang hanggan. Nakapiling ang Diyos at ang mga hinirang niya. Repentance and saving faith are the evidences of the supernatural work ng Diyos sa buhay ng isang tao through the gospel of Jesus Christ. So after that, na pwede tayong maging member ng isang local church and be accountable sa ibang mga believers. And sa church naman, as part of Christ's body, so we sing the word, we pray the word, and we preach the word of God, and we walk alongside with other believers towards godliness by not neglecting to come together and encourage one another. Sa mga parents, kilala ba ng mga anak nyo si Jesus sa pamamagitan ng inyong halimbawa sa kanila? Do they know Christ in your example to them? Do they see the gospel being lived out sa inyong mga buhay? Sa mga husbands naman, do they see the fruit of the gospel sa iyong ngayon? Are there any gospel fruit na nakikita nila sa buhay mo? Sa iyong pananalita, sa iyong mga pag-uugali, mainitin ba ang iyong ulo? Sa ating mga nakikipangamuhan sa workplace, do they see the gospel live out sa mga workplace natin? Do we intend to work in such a way that glorifies God? Bumabawas ba tayo ng oras sa mga workplaces natin? As Christians naman, what are the things that God has called you to do or to give up? Things that do not glorify Him. Ano po ang mga nais na ipagawa ng Diyos sa atin na kailangan natin gawin at i-give up? Friends, we have to be doers of the word. For there is a kind of way of life that God accepts and approves. Ito po ang ating point number 3. True religion that God approves. Verse 26 to 27. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceive his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God, the Father, is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. James now is giving his reader example of a life that is in active obedience. He is addressing the outward appearance of worship. Ito po yung religion. He uses two types of example ng religion at ang una niyang halimbawa ay ginamit niya ito sa paraang negatibo, a worthless religion. It is the failure to control the tongue. Notice na hindi lamang ang unang beses na nabanggit ni James ang patungkol sa pananalita. And this theme ay patuloy na nating makikita sa iba-ibang part ng kanyang letter. Sa chapter 3, verse 1 to 12, he will describe the evilness ng dila or ng tongue. In chapter 4, verse 1 to 12, he will give some example of impure speech, gaya po ng quarreling, ng pag-islander. And in chapter 5 naman, verse 9 and 12, he will tell his readers not to grumble at wag mag-swear. Ang repetition ng theme na ito ay sa kanyang letter tells us that the importance that speaks of sinning in a way na it cannot be regarded as a minor matter. James' description of bridling the tongue is an imagery na gaya po ng paglalagay ng renda sa isang kabayo para kontrolin ito upang sumunod sa kanyang amo. Gaya din sa isang tao who is unable to put bridle or renda sa kanyang dila to control it, who is not slow in speaking but gives in sa evilness ng kanyang speech, given into slandering, gossip, grumbling, paninira sa kapwa at pagmumukhang mababa ang kanyang kapwa through his speech. He sees the control of one's tongue as a decisive in the control of one's entire behavior or character. James is telling his reader that a person who neglects in controlling his tongue and yet still thinks that he is religious ay self-deceive. So in what ways we need to bridle our tongue or rendahan ang ating mga dila? So let us consider po yung sinabi ni Paul sa Ephesians 4, Ephesians 4 verse 29 to 32. Sabi po ni Paul, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgives you." So controlling the tongue in a way we talk or in our speech is also a way of putting the gospel into practice. It shows that if a person lacks grace and prudence in the way he speaks to others in light of the gospel, and so affecting his heart and his action, and so deceives himself, and his religion is worthless or walang silbi. So religion itself ay hindi po mali. So there is a kind of religion that the Lord desires. Sabi po ng verse 27, "The religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world." We see in this verse that two kinds of active obedience sa Panginoon. Taking care of the needy o yung mga orphans and widows, and keeping and not neglecting the people sa panahon ni James. Ito pong mga widows na to, mga orphans, ito po ang madalas na nane-neglect noong panahon ni James. So he is recalling an explicit theme in the Old Testament revelation of his will, that there should be a no disputing that this is indeed what God accepts as pure and faultless religion. Sabi po sa Psalms chapter 146 verse 7 to 9, it describes God's commitment to care for the needy. Sa Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 1 to 8, it warns against placing trust in the presence of the temple while oppressing the fatherless and the widows, an example of religion that is deceptive and worthless. So it reflects the character of God who raised this standard. Nais ko pong basahin sa inyo yung passage that connects this sa previous passages natin, chapter 1. Sabi po sa isang commentary, and I quote, "For God gives generously without finding fault to those who ask in faith. God gives the crown of life to those who love Him. God is pure, neither tempted by evil nor tempting anyone to do evil." All of this is culminated in James' description of God as the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change, who is the giver of every good gift and who has given us the gift of rebirth through the word of truth. He gave his gift specifically with the intent that we might be the kind of first fruit. Ito po yung makikita natin sa chapter 1, verse 2 hanggang 18. So this Father of Heavenly Light has thus become our Father. For James, that fact makes it automatic and imperative that we should practice religion in a way that is pure and faultless in the eyes of God. So sabi po kanina that the orphans and widows are neglected. So in our sinfulness, we are also orphans and widows. So how did God become our Father? How did God become our Father? Sa pamamagitan po ng gospel. And the gospel of good news points us to the person and finished work of Jesus Christ. In our sinfulness, we are like orphans, helpless in our affliction, dulot ng kasalanan sa ating buhay. We are under the constant wrath o galit ng Panginoon and we are not able to save ourselves. But God visited us or took care of us by becoming a man. His name is Jesus Christ. Though became a man, he did not sin. He kept himself unstained of the word. He kept himself pure sa kanyang pananalita. He backed his words by his actions. And by living a perfect life obedient to the word of the Father, he laid his life for us na helpless, for the afflicted like you and me. Took the punishment for our sins and died a death that we truly deserve. And on the third day, he rose from the grave and was lifted up into heaven to intercede for us. And for those who have trusted in him, they are no longer orphans and widows. They are adopted by the Father into the family of believers and treated the same way on how he treats his son. So si Jesus Christ, ang kanyang salita ay truth, they are truth, and he backed them up by his words. At kung wala ka pang tamang relationship sa Panginoon, tubugon ka sa panawagan ng gospel. Believe the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sin and ask for forgiveness. And for those who have trusted in him, as followers of Jesus Christ, you are called to put into practice and applying the gospel sa ating mga buhay. In obedience and in perseverance. Friends, let me ask some important questions. What has God said to you in view of this word na tiningnan natin ngayong hapon that you can put into practice today? What in your life has kept you from really being able to follow God like you should? What are you willing to do about it? Is God been convicting you to turn away from certain things? James is very clear that the Word of God has power to transform our lives. However, we must not resist that power. As we walk sa mamaya palabas ng pintuan na to and start a new week, ask yourself this question, what can I do? What can I do? How can I apply what I've learned sa salita ng Diyos? And then, do it. Just do it. Obey the word of God. Start living for Jesus Christ. Let us not deceive ourselves. Do not walk away from the mirror of God's word and forget what the word teaches us to do in life. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. For a true follower of Christ listens and lives out the word of God that brings forth godly living. Tayo po'y manalangin. God our Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the challenging, comforting, and practical words of the book of James. Thank you that they speak these things sa buhay namin. Lord, this is what we need to hear. Help us now, Lord. Enable us by your grace to do what you called us to do. Help us not to be like a man who look at himself in the mirror, then walk away and forget what he looks like. We pray that you would help us to be doers of your word. Guard us against false religion for the sake of your kingdom and for your name's sake. This we pray. Amen.